This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Fiona is back. Hello.
Hey guys.
Tell us about your sick day. How did you spend it? Were you under the covers all day, like proper watching telly, or were you too tired?
I slept for most because I didn't really sleep in the night.
Sure. So Fiona got the, it might have been food poisoning or just a bug.
I think it was a food thing gone wrong. I think it was, not to mention it again.
We were like, a guarantee is she's shitting herself having to call in sick.
I know. Yeah. It's a horrible feeling.
Like, cause there's actually no way that you can convince.
Unless
even when it's true, you're like, I need to come in and vomit and then leave. Like, to show, like, you know.
I used to work in a station called iRadio, and my second show I was sick.
Oh no.
We know someone else like that as well.
Yeah.
And she's mentioned on the show later on today.
Ah, that was a
their very second show when we did, which by the way was tomorrow 3 years ago.
Yeah.
When Emma, Dave and Ashling started, Ash is her second day, she called in sick.
I think I remember that. She was telling me about this because she gets herself into such a nervous tizzy, doesn't she?
I don't know.
It affects the stomach.
Was that it?
I think that's it. Because okay. I remember she was like, I was sick on this, like stomach issues. Because your stomach is directly linked to
your nervous
like
system.
Stress. And
yeah,
if
yeah.
you've got, if you're keeping a secret or if you're like very putting yourself under a lot of pressure.
Really?
But I knew I wasn't in too much trouble because Callum sent an uncharacteristically nice message. It was like, absolutely don't worry, take all the time you need. And I was like, I was scared. I know
because you are serial warrior number one.
I know. What?
No, that's not me. But because
I don't identify with
you,
that.
You sent a message in the evening time,
yeah,
and I was already asleep by then. So I woke up to it, and I did not expect you to message in the morning. But by the time I got out the shower at 5:15, there was another message waiting for me from Fiona. I was like, Fiona, it's the like if you're sick, do not worry about that alarm.
Do you know what happens, the rules are.
You know what happens when one of us is sick? The other two, just for your, you know, peace of mind. When the other one is sick, we go, oh, that's shit. Oh, fuck, I have to do another link now. What'll I do? That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
It's sad for the other person.
Yeah, it's grand. See, yeah. I'm used to it, and I know I've talked about this on the show. Like, if you've worked in pubs and restaurants, it's like, well, the place's going to burn down.
No.
Thanks, we're all working extra.
No,
and you're like,
fair,
but like, it's grand.
I get very nervous about calling in sick. Like,
yeah.
I specifically am the kind of person who shows up to work to show that I'm sick so that I can go home.
Mm.
I remember that.
That wasn't an option this day.
On me second show in iRadio at the time, yeah. I went into the building there and like, they were on the third floor and I had a kidney infection. I made it to the ground floor and had to go to the bathroom. And I remember texting the boss 2 floors up going, okay, so I'm actually in the building, but I can't go on air.
Really?
Oh,
I'm here waiting for a doctor's appointment. It was my second day.
Well, Ashling,
no, that's
Ashling,
terrible.
We were just saying that Ashling was sick. Day. That's what she was saying. She might have had it linked to like
stress.
Who knows? She could
stress,
have had a bug,
nerves,
but she was so,
like,
yeah.
That's one of the only other times that I have called in sick over the years. I had it was a UTI, not a kidney infection, but it was like about,
I call them the same thing.
It was
They're
about
so sore, man.
It was about 15 minutes before I had to go to work and I was doubled over in pain. I literally couldn't move. Like, I was in my work uniform and I had to ring. Like, I was like crying. I was like, I can't make it in. And they were
it's
like,
awful with kidney or UTIs because, like, you every time I get them so regularly, but it's until you get them again that you remember how bad they were. Like,
yeah.
Every time someone says I have a kidney infection, I feel bad for them. But then every time I have a kidney infection, I'm like, oh God, my poor friend.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. It's like,
awful.
It's not chill.
No.
It's not like, oh, you poor thing. So
it's horrendous.
Your school attendance, like,
oh, pretty good. Yeah.
Really good.
Never a single day.
Never really
my mom
it.
Was very strict. She was like, unless you are puking your ring, you're going in.
Yeah, my mom used to be a nurse, so there was no getting rid of her. Until the day where I did hold the very warm laptop up to my forehead and told her I had a temperature.
That's
I would say and that over the 6 years of secondary school, I was probably off sick genuinely in bits with like antibiotics or something, like probably twice or three
same.
Times.
Now, by the time I was in secondary school, I was on the hop a lot, like...
were you?
Yeah. But like in primary school, there was no way. The only time
on the hop at home or hopping a fence off with the lads, like
in a bathroom or like just in wherever. Just
I never hopped any
whatever.
Class.
You don't strive. I missed a good bit.
The only thing I skipped was study. Sometimes in sixth year, I'd be
legend.
Like, let's just sit around the back and have a cigarette, will we?
She's a bad girl.
Yeah. All right, we won't be on the hop tomorrow. We'll all be here.
No,
we'll
all
be
present.
We'll be here. Good luck.
1038
Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello, it's Thursday. Welcome back, Fiona.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you, everyone.
I'm waiting for our boss, Nick, to say, as soon as we're finished the show, hey, guys, the full compliment.
The full... It's so good to have the whole team
the
back
whole
together.
The whole team. Full compliment.
Are you all vomited out, yeah? Nothing left?
Yeah, there is not what would you call that?
A morsel in your
morsel
stomach.
A morsel left inside.
Are you scared to eat or are you okay?
Well, I'm eating fruit and fibre right now just to keep things regular. and just to ensure that good. Anything that comes out is... the right consistency and so, that it should be.
Come here for a second now. Shut up, because that's disgusting. But I will ask you this. Are you able to talk about it?
Yeah, I told you this morning.
Yeah, so
what had happened?
It was fish cake.
It was a fish pie that was like for a family.
Does
kind
that
of
give
thing.
You a little bit for a family?
Well, do you know, like
you pick it up and you put it in the oven like, and you might take a couple of slices from it or whatever.
But my partner Joanne doesn't eat anything like that, so I'd eat like half of it sometime, and then I froze it probably not the best in the best manner. Like I probably put like just
what'd you put
it
outside.
Yeah, I just put it out the back and I said, that'd be grand. I just kind of gently put tin foil over it, whereas I think it should have been sealed more appropriately. And
surely frozen is frozen.
You would think.
And this was lunch
not something
on
I'll be trying again.
Tuesday.
Yeah, like early dinner.
Okay.
Picky tea.
Oh,
didn't go well.
Poor thing.
No, good. Right. But it's good. We live to tell the tale.
Oh,
anyway,
that's good.
You're welcome for
you
that.
You should
now.
See her. She's as white as a ghost.
Yeah, I actually have never seen you as pale.
I did say it to her this morning. I was like, you're so pale. And she went, thank you.
Well, then at least you know it's real.
Is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
NTAs were on telly last night. That is the National Television Awards and they happen each year in the UK.
I know nothing about these apart from that the Love Islanders always go and a couple of influencers. But like, not like, it's not award season. So like, why are they happening? What is it?
It's just the National Television Awards. A lot of the soaps will be up, a lot of the UK reality shows, like you mentioned there with the Love Islanders and stuff. And yeah, it does bring out the stars year after year. You'd have the likes of the gorgeous Maya Jama and all there, sometimes doing the hosting duties. But some of the nominees, Best TV Presenter, Ant and Dec, Gary Lineker, Alison Hammond, Claudia Winkleman, Stacey Solomon. But the show Adolescence did really well. It got the most nominations and the 15-year-old who played the main kind of teenager in the show.
Amazing.
Owen Cooper, he won an award for Best Drama Performance for Adolescence. Very
so
deserved. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here won reality competition.
Doesn't it always? My God.
Yeah. Steve McFadden as Phil Mitchell won serial drama performance for EastEnders. And on the back of the very last ever episode of Gavin and Stacey, which aired last Christmas, Gavin and Stacey won in the comedy category. But the biggest thing, what, you didn't like it?
That was crap, that final episode. They're just throwing them a bone for
You're
a legacy.
You're the only person in the world who didn't like it.
The final episode
the final
of Gavin
episode.
And Stacey.
Last Christmas.
It was excellent.
It was absolutely incredible.
It was so good.
Awful.
It actually made my Christmas.
Sorry,
I didn't need Santa because that happened. It made everything magic.
It was perfect.
Recount me one good joke from it, like that you would quote the way you
quote. Stop being such a comedian all the time. It was lovely to see them all together again.
When Mick stood up in that church, you're telling me you didn't cry?
When did he stand up?
Because he's like his father to
Smithy.
Sorry, I've actually never gotten serious like this. Sorry, I was only joking. It was a great episode of Gavin and Stacey, my favourite one.
But that was the big thing. Nobody ever online is giving out about the Gavin and Stacey winning the comedy category.
Shocking that.
Shocking. But what everyone is talking about is the fact that for the first time in 23 years, Ant and Dec's run as winners of the Best Presenter category was brought to an end last night.
This is mad.
Quite a shock to people. It's known as like the Ant and Dec Award at this stage, you know. And it was ended by Gary Lineker.
Mm. Oi, oi, Gary Lineker!
I think it demonstrates that perhaps it's okay sometimes for us to use our platform to speak up on behalf of those who have no voice. So thank you. It means the world. Thank you very much.
God, I love Gary.
Go on, Gary.
What a guy.
What a man.
Yeah, good lads.
He basically at the time was saying that people at the very top of the BBC had been failing over the conflict in Gaza after the controversial decision to drop a documentary called Gaza Doctors Under Attack. Mm-hmm. And he was very outspoken about the genocide and stuff. So I don't think he was officially fired from the BBC, but I think he was pushed to leave
yeah.
at the time. And obviously the public rallied around him last night. So very kind of deadly. Sentimental and
fair play to him. Class, like. Yeah. And also he won that award for the first time in so long. Because like yeah. that award, as you said, is just at the Ant and Dec Award.
Exactly. I do think that's mad. Like,
I do think
what
as well.
Is it? Like 2004.
They do
like
one show a
literally,
year.
Literally. And there's other good hosts. Like what about Claudia Winkleman on The Traitors for the last
year? Excellent.
She
iconic.
Is incredible.
So, so good.
But when you look back at when Ant and Dec first won the award, just think of the span of their wins in this particular category. Yeah. In 2001, these are the songs that were all over the radio.
Stop.
Oh my God, yes.
In Ireland that year was the debut of the Meteor Awards. I always
oh my God, what a throwback.
I always wished I could go to them. I always used to see them in magazines. These were a really big deal at the time. Winners included like the likes of Ronan Keating, Sharon Shannon, U2, Samantha Mumba. At the end of 2021, RTE launched Pop Stars, the Irish version.
Oh my God, incredible.
Was that the one with Linda Martin? As
yeah, and Nadine Coyle.
Was that Pop Stars?
That was Pop Stars.
No, it was I Want to Be a Star was the one I'm thinking of. Are you You're a star.
With Mickey Joe Hart.
Yes.
We've got the world.
Well, Pop Stars formed this fabulous band. The first single I ever bought, and I brought it straight down to my set dancing class to be like, look what I got.
Oh
what
my
is
God,
it?
Yes, there's a whole lot of love in by Six.
See you, Matt? Yeah. And of course, you mentioned it, the Nadine Coyle iconic moment when she was trying to get into that band.
Date of birth, 15th of the 6th, 85.
And also in that year, Shrek was released. The iPod was introduced.
Oh,
it's a long time ago that they've been dominating. Just to say as well, Ant and Dec weren't there last night. They're filming. There's a new
That's
new
why they didn't win.
Of I'm a Celeb Africa.
And they're hosting it as well.
Yeah.
Like.
It's for the UK. That's weird.
Give someone else a shot. Like. Give us a shot.
I don't mind. I actually really like Ant and Dec. I don't mind them winning awards or whatever, but I'm like, there is other like yeah. Maya Jama is fantastic.
That's what I mean. Like, give someone else a go. And in the whole continent of Africa, could they find a presenter?
Yeah.
Like, fair play to Gary Lineker, though. Nice yes. one for him. Ed Sheeran now. This is new. It's called A Little More. You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. It's Goline, Sinéchée and No Broke Boys here on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. And this is the home of the Naughty Threesome. Back today at 10 a.m. with Michaela Hayes. And three with Steve K as well. Get your naughty fix across the day here at Spin.
Very exciting. Do you know what else I'm excited for was the Apple event that happened Tuesday. I was buzzing about this. This is kind of like, I wait for this every year. It's like...
No, it's really cool.
It's like my kind of... It's like my Christmas.
Do you know what I mean? Watching, U-coded,
but
yeah.
It's also a bit crap because they haven't really done a lot in recent years. It's kind of just the same iPhone every couple of years, a better camera or whatever.
I had to upgrade a few months ago because my phone was in bits, and it's probably three models up from what it was, and it's the exact same.
Yeah, it's basically the exact same. Yeah, there's not really much innovation going on at the moment, which is a bit disappointing, but I do still look forward to it. And they brought out the new iPhone 17, they brought out the new iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max, and then the iPhone 17 or the iPhone Air, which is like a new really, really thin iPhone. And I was like, okay, I was kind of expecting it. I'll probably still go and get them at some point.
Dave's quite the tech nerd,
but I still wasn't madly into
excited
it or anything. But there was one thing that they brought, I was like, do you know what, that's kind of cool because they haven't really updated this in a while, and that's the new AirPods Pro 3. Okay, so these are the, when I say the pros, these are the ones that have the noise cancelling.
Do you remember the time we tried them out in the show when I think you got them the last time they were updated, and we were trying to like see if you could make out what we were saying when we were shouting in the room, and he could not hear
it.
That's unreal.
Yeah. It was great. But these new ones have like kind of built-in things that are quite interesting. So they have a built-in hearing aid, which I think would be really, really clever for like if you're...
How smart is that?
You know, if you can't hear so well. They have a heart rate sensor as well. My housemate was like, oh, why would you need a heart rate sensor? And I was like, well, it's like, I suppose it's probably really accurate because in your ear you have a pulse. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's probably incredibly accurate.
And rather than checking it like on a watch, it can be like, hey man, slow down.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Get yourself to a doctor.
Yeah, relax there.
You can do a hearing test on it. It's dust and water resistant, all that kind of stuff. But the main thing that people were very excited about was the live translation. So basically, in theory, what it's supposed to do is you can put it on, turn on the live translation, and when talking to someone in another language, in real time, the AirPods will translate what they've said.
Obviously, so you can have, overall, such a positive thing, but I always just get the throwback to when you'd be like 18, 19 on holidays with the girls in Spain and the Spaniards come over and you just kind of default to Irish to be like, does anyone fancy him?
There's no more of that anymore.
Yeah,
because
that's what I mean.
If you just stick to if you think someone's talking about you in another language, you stick them AirPods in, you'd be able to hear. So I thought, oh my God, I'd love to try this. So I got on to Mr. Apple. Tim Cook is his name. And I said, come here, just, you know, I do a huge radio show on Spin. Would you lend me a pair? And he's given me a pair of brand new iPods Pro 3.
He was so quick with that. Shout out, Tim.
I know, he's great. He's a great guy. Fantastic guy. So I thought we'd do the live translation. So I'm just going to put in these earphones now. And what I want you to do is, will we go Irish? We do a bit of Irish.
Makes sense, yeah.
And so what I want you to do is to give me some Irish phrases and I will tell you in real time what the translation is.
Okay, that's exciting. All right, I'll kick this off then.
Go on.
It's for Gwelga Brishta na Berla Clishta.
Broken Irish is better than perfect English.
Whoa. Well done, AirPods.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's pretty clever.
That's pretty good.
Right?
And quick as well.
That's pretty good. Fiona, have you got one?
Okay, this is for the more advanced Gaelgor. Unwill Kiadagum Dulgadi on Lehris.
What do you like on your chicken fillet roll?
Oh, that is so close.
No, that's what it is.
That's,
spot on.
That's what that question is.
Yeah, well, I would trust these now.
Tim Cook. Okay, yeah. Tim Cook.
Go again. What was that one again? Give me it again.
Unwill Kiadagum Dulgadi on
Lehris. What do you want on your chicken fillet roll? Yeah, that's the direct translation. Yeah.
Okay, what about this one?
That is crazy.
Dún the Veil. Dún the Veil.
I miss Italian 90 back when we were a real country. Those were the days.
Jeez.
That's the real translation.
So that's what our teachers were always
saying.
Give
it to me one more time, just in case.
Just again, wow, I can't believe. Dún the Veil.
I miss Italian 90. Back when we were a real country, those were the days.
Wow.
Those Americans are on to. Okay, how about this one? Leonishka Kuramuk, screwed faux pair, Nachorica, August Nakeshtana, a gown, la quidge.
A gown.
Up the bows.
That's brilliant.
Okay, now you know how to say up the bows in Irish.
I like how it becomes such a flowery phrase.
Yeah.
I always wondered what that examiner was saying in that tape.
Yeah, but he was saying up the bows.
Up the bows.
Okay, what about this one? Dahi leather hull, nabiag pika airshin, nilche kiapta a ve a fuckall. Ervala tum anukter a cur airish.
Love you. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Aww. Thanks, Emma.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Really beautiful about that.
That's amazing.
That's fantastic. Goodness.
Get yourself out to the
That's a bit of tech. Thank you, Mr. Cook. Yeah. Tim Apple.
He might have to make some amendments, but...
I think it's pretty spot on.
Recharged.
Justin Bieber, Daisies. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Two surprise albums as of late. Swag and then Swag Part 2 dropped last Friday. I blared it. I constantly am playing it at the moment. And it's
good,
really
isn't it? Swag Part 2.
Yeah, really, really good.
Not too creatively named.
No.
Unfortunately.
But actually quite a creative album, I would say.
Yeah. And then when it got to the naming, he was like, oh, Swag 2.
Swag.
It'll do. This is 1 second at the cinema. We basically, sometimes we play this game, play you one single or second of a film and you try to identify it. I've actually had a go at picking the film for this week and we'll see how we get on. I'm nervous that no one's going to get it, but this is the clip.
Schlump.
I'm really annoyed at this because Emma has seen a grand total of 6 movies.
Yeah. I'm really running out of ones to choose now at this stage.
But I love it. This is always my favourite game when Emma picks.
Yeah. But like the thing is, I don't know the movies. So like,
I know.
It's very strange.
But you could learn something, Dave, about
learn
women.
Learn a thing or two.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Schlump.
Ellie is standing by. Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Not too bad. All right, Ellie, this is the clip of the movie.
Schlump.
What is that movie? Put me out of my misery.
Is it Nanny McPhee?
Nanny McPhee.
Schlump.
What scene do you think that is in Nanny McPhee?
I can't put a finger on it. I just think it's the voice.
It sounds like the voice of one of the actresses or actors in that movie.
Nanny McPhee,
of Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Nanny McPhee plays
Emma Watson
McPhee,
is Hermione Granger.
Emma
Thompson.
I'm afraid it's
one of the Emmas.
It's not correct. Ellie, great guest though. Thanks for ruling it out.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks so much.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. Okay, we will try again. This is the clip.
Schlump.
How are you, Emma?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Emma, this is the clip of the movie.
Schlump.
What is that movie?
Is it Bend It Like Beckham?
Bend It Like Beckham. I have never seen Bend It Like
Beckham. I've never seen Bend It Like Beckham.
What do you mean you haven't seen Bend It Like Beckham?
I've never seen Bend It Like Beckham.
That's clear.
I feel like that's that was my, like, such a tween movie for me. I fancied them all.
And it's they've got the sequel Netflix coming out soon.
Is it on Netflix, Emma?
Oh.
Oh, Dave.
I tell you what, Emma, if you're correct, I'll go watch it. If you're incorrect, I'll never watch it.
Ah, Dave, it's about football.
Ah! No way.
It's not Bend It Like Beckham, but I'm sorry, Emma.
Good guess, Emma.
See you later.
See you later. Good luck.
Do you remember the coach, Fiona? The male coach in Bend It Like Beckham?
Vaguely. I would need to rewatch that as well
now. The blondie-haired lad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not really selling to me that.
Well, okay. Well, Keira Knightley.
It was so. it was kind of her debut, wasn't it? That was before Pirates of the Caribbean and everything. It was just a brilliant. It's such a you film
look
as
quite
well,
pretty.
Dave.
Yeah, no, it was before she mastered that kind of weird.
Quite pretty.
She wasn't really.
I liked her in what's it, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, she's great. Yeah.
It's very you.
Is it?
Very.
I think so too. Yeah.
It's kind of it's very wholesome.
Wholesome,
but also football.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like it's the American what Americans think football is. Do you know what I mean? Like with the black and white ball and all.
Soccer.
Yeah. I've looked at Keira Knightley's kind of like previous films and stuff. She was in Bend It Like Beckham the same year. She was in that weird Thunderpants film.
No way. Rupert Grint.
Yeah, all about farting and stuff.
That
yeah.
was kind of first thing
weird
after
film
Harry Potter,
that was.
Wasn't it?
No, it was the first. It was the thing before Harry Potter, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure.
It was around about that time.
Yeah, he was
anyway.
A kid.
Oh, before
it, like.
Harry
yeah,
Potter?
Yeah, before Harry Potter, yeah.
Or he brought out maybe two or three of them.
Maybe, I'm not sure. It was a terrible movie.
Let's try and give this away. Schlump. How are things, Rebecca?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Not too bad, Rebecca. This is the movie clip.
Schlump.
What's the movie?
I think it's The Princess Diaries.
The Princess Diaries.
Bonus points if you could tell us what scene you think that might be from.
Oh, God, I just recognised Julia Andrews.
Right. Okay, she's in loads of things, though. You have a pretty much nailed down quite quickly. Let's just check if you're right.
So we don't schlump like this. We think tall. Princesses never cross their legs in public.
Wait,
what
Rebecca.
Was it about this movie that people just love so much?
It's just so coming
just
of age.
It's such a classic.
Is
and,
it?
You know,
it's just an iconic movie.
Is
Anne
it?
Hathaway is great.
Yeah, it just has that classic thing of, oh my God, you've took your glasses off. You're beautiful.
Very good.
All love.
Rebecca, congratulations. You are off to the cinema on us. Have a great day.
Debbie, thank you so much.
See
bye,
ya.
Girl.
Bye, 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 bye. Job done. Just like that, we got there eventually. You need to watch that as well, Dave. You're going to have a busy evening.
Come here. If I went through the list of things you need to watch, we'd be here all day.
Do you remember when she was doing the little foot up for the kiss?
Yes, yeah. The heel pop. My heel didn't even pop.
A lot of people guessing the sound of music as well. The hills are alive.
What's
the
song?
Hearing Julie Andrews.
Recharged.
Question. Does anyone in the room, and you listening, leave out your clothes the night before?
Answer. Yes.
I do.
Do you?
Every
do
single
you?
I do.
Really?
And I always have to do it in a certain way so that when I get up in the morning, instantly the first thing on the pile is socks. And
you
then
start bottom up
jocks.
Very good.
And then it's pants. And then it's t-shirt. Then it's hoodie.
Yeah. So I do. And I know like the outfits are not put together or anything, but just if they weren't set out the night before,
it would cause
an
stress.
Absolute banger. Yeah.
I never do it.
Do
I did
not?
It last night and it really changed my morning.
Do you know what's the worst though is when you like something the night before and then you wake up the next morning and you're like, I hate that.
Yeah. I did change my cardigan this morning.
Oh,
I was
you're
wearing
manting.
A black cardigan and I'm wearing all
you
black
realized
underneath.
The cardigan was too sexy.
I was like, this is inappropriate. NSFW girls.
3-8 Dublin. On it, Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like where this is going.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Your
number one hit music station.
On it. Let's go.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Now that we're getting into the colder months, I think that as a group, we should treat ourselves to a work tracksuit each, like not
a work
to share.
Tracksuit.
Yeah,
wearing a tracksuit to work.
I know it's unheard
is
of.
Is ridiculous.
Dave spent the first 6 months of the show in a tracksuit on the daily, and I don't know. He had some kind of a eureka moment.
This is my first time.
I think the CEO like kind of gave me a little look one day, and I went, "Ooh, better not."
Really, he was not a fan because this is my first time really being able to wear a tracksuit into work.
Yeah,
and I don't
but who
think
makes
I
you
do
think
it
that
enough.
You can wear a tracksuit into work.
I just think I can. I've just told myself that's fine.
No, you absolutely can.
Yeah,
so
you totally
I think we should all get one and make it a bit of an event and be like, this is our winter track.
Well, why don't we hold like a tracksuit day? Do you remember in school? Yeah, always, yeah, like €2
can
and you can wear
and
your tracksuit.
Can we do
in.
Like Fridays or tracksuit day or
there's
whatever? Because you kind of wear one on it. Yeah.
There's one problem.
I wear one on a Friday, right?
Yeah.
I'm planning on wearing one tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
But the problem with a tracksuit, which normally should give calm and relaxed vibes,
it makes you want to run track.
Is that when Callum wears a tracksuit, it means something scary?
Oh yeah, it's like it's like when your geography teacher wears a tracksuit.
So basically, what happens is when Callum wears a tracksuit,
you don't want to see.
No,
Callum
I'm actually sweating.
You don't want to see it.
I would be very worried if that
normally
happens.
Means we have to do something really big, like an event. Like he's when he wears the tracksuit, he's Monica from Friends. He's got the headset. We're doing something big on the show. He's running around like a headless chicken. So I think we should do the tracksuit day, but I think he'd ruin the vibe. So he's not loud.
Yeah, no, that's but giving
can
breakdown.
Can we all make a rule then? We're wearing full tracksuit.
Oh, it has to be full.
Like, I don't want half this hoodie and half a
No, matching. And we can start putting together a mood board.
Okay,
look,
any
excuse for me to shop is
black or grey is fine.
I'm open to, so I'm excited about this journey
okay,
for
amazing.
Us.
Okay, amazing. My inspo is, do you know in Greece when Danny is trying to show off to Sandy and he's running track and it's just like a plain grey tracksuit but it says like Rydell High?
Yeah, cool.
That's my inspo.
Okay.
I'll have a look on Vinted and I will report back.
Okay.
Tracksuit Fridays.
What's
incoming.
Your inspo?
What is my inspo? I don't know. You.
Okay, thank you.
That's great.
Very nice.
What's your inspo?
Calvin and Terrence.
What is that?
From Talking Bee Podcast.
Oh, deadly.
They're
yeah,
the
vibe. Yeah, yeah,
they always have the nicest, newest looking tracksuits.
Yeah, because they're not cheap, guys.
They're not. My
that's
God,
I mean.
They're
it's
expensive.
Such an invent. It's such an.
Investment. That's why let's make this special.
Okay, Bagsy going grey. Bagsy going grey. Grey
Adidas. Okay.
Bagsy going pink.
Ooh, maybe green.
I'm in a bit of a pickle, I think, and I think I might be about to get into trouble with my girlfriend. This day, 1 year ago, me and my girlfriend Pippa went on our very first date.
Ah, stop! Oh my God, I remember it well.
And she,
I do.
Oh.
And she just texted me this morning, happy anniversary of the first day we met.
Yeah.
And I was like,
beautiful.
What are you talking about? And she was like, we had our first date like this time a year ago.
Did you not remember?
I knew that.
Oh yeah.
I knew we had it, but I'm like, that's not an anniversary. And so she starts sending me texts of like her and her friend of the night we met, of her talking about me.
Aww. Just met my
on the first
husband.
Date. And she says things like, he was so sweet, I cried laughing so many times, and we kissed.
Ooh.
Things like that. It was huge, right?
Oh, come on, tell us more detail in the text.
I will tell you more details.
Come on.
I haven't laughed this much in so long.
Can I see to make sure you're not making this up?
I'm not gonna show you just in case there's anything. He's lovely. And then she also sent me photos of like what she sent photos to her friend on the night of what she was wearing. The night of our date.
What did she wear?
She wore like a kind of jumpsuit.
Ooh,
and she kind of looked like a bit like a mechanic. She wore like a...
Oh, like a boiler suit.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
So fab.
Oh, she's so gorgeous.
Anyway, so that's what she wore.
We do.
So I was getting this text and I was kind of going, sorry, I'm not going to be made out to feel like I've done something wrong here because it's not our anniversary.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, for goodness sake. Yes, it is your anniversary, Amanda.
No, it isn't. We met a year ago today. That's fantastic. Great. But I didn't ask her to be my girlfriend, which I think is a much bigger moment in a relationship, in a relationship's life, than just the first day you met.
Right. I think, I don't know, I would
or your
always
first date or whatever.
Say, no, 100%, it's the first date, hands down, and I think anything else is a bit childish.
I think it's given a bit childish as well. Childish.
How was it childish?
I think it's very secondary school. But
yeah.
we weren't going out then.
We weren't official. We weren't boyfriend, girlfriend.
Okay, but like, put it this way, okay? When I first went on a date with her, I, over the next couple of days, also got with someone else.
Right.
So I don't think that's very romantic. But it's, what I do
I don't think it's very romantic either, Dave.
What I do think is romantic is when I asked her out.
Okay.
Right.
So
that's fine.
But like,
yeah, hadn't locked it in.
That's your anniversary. You've locked it in. You've decided to be partners from this date, which is the 25th of October.
Can I just say one thing? I've just seen the picture of Pippa on your first date.
Mm-hmm.
How could you even think about going to see anybody else after meeting that gal.
Because I was like, there's no way this girl's going to stick around.
Oh, come on. Of course you're going to say that. Look, I don't know. I always would be kind of very much on the side of it's first the date. Day you went on the first date.
I suppose it's different for everyone. Because, some people go on the first date and then they're like, don't know.
So you celebrate your anniversary with Jack the first date from a year on after the first date.
Yeah, well, I don't think either. Well, I know I wasn't doing anything after our first date with anybody else, but I'm hoping he wasn't.
Okay, and Fiona, your first date is your
We do our first date, yeah. Because
what? And you're getting married and this is 10 years.
Yeah.
And,
but you knew him before, so you'd met him before you went on the first date.
Yeah, I'd met him like just once or twice. But the story of how when we asked each other to be boyfriend, girlfriend is so cringe.
Right,
and not,
okay.
We can tell it later if we want. But how long after did you ask Pippa to be
about
your girlfriend?
About a month and a half.
Grant.
Yeah,
okay.
So for the 25th of October, in my opinion, is our anniversary. And I think
just after my birthday. We can have a joint thing.
Yeah, great. So I'm curious. 087-711-1038, because I feel like I'm being ganged up on here and they're both wrong. Your anniversary is the date where you made it official, right? Like that's so true. Not the day where you first went on a date. 087-711-1038.
I think we need to get a few people on side here, because I would honestly be very stern on it being the day of the first date. Let us know what you think and what your experience is. 087-711-1038. Your voice notes as well, please.
Very good one. I like this question.
Yeah, me too. Book dinner for tonight, Dave. Pronto. Alex Warren now.
Bit of contention now in today's show because I've been asking you, when is my anniversary? Because I don't know. I know it's a weird question to ask, but I think it makes sense when I'll explain it to you. Right, basically, I woke up this morning and Pip was after messaging me being like, hey, happy anniversary. This day 1 year ago, we went on our first date. And I'm like, that's not our anniversary. Our anniversary is on the 25th of October when I asked her to be my girlfriend. Okay, the reason being like, I'm thinking, you know, sometimes you might get with other people between the times of your first date and asking them out, which
date,
is kind of what I did. So I don't want it to be seen as like, oh, my anniversary, after my anniversary, I got with someone else. Yeah. Your anniversary is the day you locked it in my opinion, the day you made it official.
I don't know. I with Jack now, it's the 10th of July. That's what I'm going with. It's the 10th of July.
And that was your first date.
And then our second date was the next night, and our third date was two nights after that.
Yours
and then
was the first date.
And ours is always either the 17th or the 18th of December.
You just can't
remember. One of those.
You can't remember.
But very meaningful.
It's always a big thing because some people go, that's not your anniversary. But that's kind of the question, I suppose, this morning.
Yeah,
when
so we're just asking you, is the anniversary the first date or when you made it official? 087-711-1038.
Bearing in mind, Dave texts back his girlfriend this morning being like, it's not our anniversary.
Yeah,
which is never a good sentence. Even if it's not. Don't ever say that.
Here's Claire.
I would say from the first date, that's what my anniversary is from, our first date.
Correct.
However, I think, Dave, your situation should definitely be when you asked her to be a girlfriend because you were doing the dirty and saying
something
else.
You a bad boy.
I was not doing the dirty. I only went on one date with Pippa.
Mm-hmm. We hadn't made it official. We hadn't locked it
in.
We're open.
It was two dates.
Wow.
It's in as well.
Honestly, the first time you went out with her was an anniversary.
There you go.
Thank you, Jackie Healy Ray.
Helen is standing by. What do you think? When's the anniversary? Is it the first date or is it when they made it official?
Yes, it's the day of the first date.
Oh, for God's sake, Helen. How can you all be wrong?
You say that with a lot of certainty, Helen.
And this is your husband of 14 years.
No, we're only married 4 years.
Oh,
no, but like, you basically, your anniversary of your first date was 14 years ago. Now he's your husband.
Yes.
So, Helen, can I ask, when do you celebrate do you celebrate two anniversaries each year? Like one the day you first went on a date and the second one the day you got married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
So how quickly does he need to get his arson gear and book something nice for tonight, Helen?
We have nothing. It's just dinner at home.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Do something.
Thanks,
go and get
Helen.
Yourself an M&S deal for two. Yeah, a couple of steaks.
It doesn't have to be fancy.
Yeah.
But it just has to be with heart.
I'm liking Helen a bit more now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Helen.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Talk to you later. Chris is standing by there as well. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right, Chris, tell us, what is it? What is the day of the anniversary? The day of the first date or the day you made it official?
It's 100% the day you lock it in.
Completely Chris was
agree.
A bad boy.
No, I love it, Chris.
Now, let me explain.
Go on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was thinking about this as I was driving along.
Go on.
When you buy a house, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're looking at the house and all. It's only when you sign the mortgage that you own the house.
Very true.
Oh, we love a metaphor.
So that interim period, you know, you're not paying anything on the house.
And you could be looking at other houses.
You don't own the house. You could look at other houses.
You could be doing a few viewings.
Yeah, yeah, you could be going a few viewings. Looking at carpets and stuff.
Chris!
Yeah.
I get so, you. Chris was sowing his wild oats for a while. Okay, very good.
That's not true.
That's a really, really good...
I deny those accusations.
I refute that.
A good metaphor for Chris, though. I appreciate it.
Ownership.
And you're absolutely correct.
Good man, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Love that, Chris.
Yeah, when you saw... It's only when you sign on for that 30-year contract.
Good luck.
Good luck, Chris. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Nice.
Love that.
Chris, I got you out of a pickle.
David to Pippa, here we go. All right, so what do you think? Is the anniversary the first date or when you made it official? I personally think it's when you made it official. Emma and Fiona both think it's when you went on the first date. I disagree. 087-711-103, final thoughts on the way.
Recharged.
Yeah, if you just joined us, basically, I got a text from a girl from Pippa this morning. She was like, oh, happy anniversary of the day we first met. And I was just like, that's not an anniversary. Like, your happy anniversary is the day I asked her to be my girlfriend. You know, the day we're official. Don't be panicking me like that, Pippa. You know what I mean? Because I haven't sorted anything yet.
Just to say, Pippa started the day with like, here's some cute text that I sent to my friend on the night we went on our first date. And Dave goes, it's not our anniversary. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Just say, oh, yeah. Yeah, happy anniversary.
I did. I said, can't believe it's been a year. Love heart.
Perfect.
Love heart.
I'd strongly say.
I'm much sappier on the text than I come across on it. I am. And I'm very nice to her,
but I do feel that the anniversary is the day you go on a first date.
I don't think so. I think it was a little bit of a jump of the gun. It's nice to be like, oh yeah, that wasn't that nice. But also, no, our anniversary is the 25th of October when I said, hey, do you want to be my girlfriend?
It reminds me of that thing in Friends. You know, when Phoebe's going on her anniversary with Mike and Rachel's like, what's the first anniversary of? The first time you met? The first time you kissed? The first time you had sex? And Phoebe's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically been asking you what you think on this. Is the anniversary the first date or when you made it official? A lot of views on this. Katie was on.
Me and my husband argue about this all of the time. I feel like it's the first date we went on, but he says it's when we got together. But we only got together 2 weeks later and we weren't seeing anyone, I don't think so, in the interim. But I do think if you were seeing people in between, then it has to be like the day, you know, you asked her to be your girlfriend. But this is really, really reassuring. I'm going to replay this whole thing to my husband. Like, see, everybody says it's the first date.
Yay!
There you go.
So thank you for that, because I think I've won my argument with my husband. Dave, you not so much. Sorry.
No.
Brilliant.
We don't know you've won yet, right?
Katie, let's check out the results, because Callum's been working away kind of combining what people's views are.
Yeah, so we were asking you, is the anniversary the first date or... when you made it official.
Come on, first daters.
Pen is actually burnt out without telling all the results here. But first of all, I just have to say a quick message to Gwen, who sent in this. There's a girl who thinks that you are worth celebrating. Go with it. Life is hard. Celebrate everything.
Amen.
Don't be a kill
Callum, that's the sweetest thing we've ever said.
I know. Go on,
Gwen. Go on, Gwen. You're dead right.
Gwen has a heart of gold. So, first date or made official? The votes are in. It goes 36% to 64%.
Oh God, I actually don't know which way this 36. Is going to go.
And I can tell you, with 64% of the vote and winning the debate this morning, is the anniversary the date you were made official?
Yes!
What? Come on! I knew it. For everyone being like, well, you know, this is it. I showed you. No, you didn't.
Casey, don't play this audio to your husband.
No, put out for this. Not Dave texting in on all his burner phone.
It's
a girly quiz. Makeup man's on
tip. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Thank you, Keen to Crow.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I was on that there too.
Yeah, you're harmonised.
Keen to Crow.
Right, this is the girly quiz. It is the time of the week where myself, Fiona, and the women of Dublin, we come together and we quiz Dave on all things girly. He's been doing quite well. He's had 2 wins over the last couple of weeks, and we don't like that very much. Fiona not accidentally, just had a moment where she provided him with an answer last week.
I was under pressure. It was great.
So I'll make sure I'll be keeping an eye on her this morning. Don't you worry.
I'm sorry about that, guys.
Dave has 2 lifelines to help him out win the week. One is a Simplify, and one is his phone a female, and it's Cuiva standing by this morning. Hello.
Morning, Cuiva. How are you?
Hi, Cuiva.
Hey, how are you?
Cuiva, what is it that you excel in when it comes to women? Is it beauty? Is it fashion? Is it bodily parts? What is it?
I'd say it'd be makeup.
Okay, perfect. Listen, that always kind of seems to come up in some shape or form. So I'll absolutely need you at some point, Quiva. Thank you so much. Stay there.
Thanks, Quiva. Hang on a sec. And just to say as well, we're aware that there's kids in the car. Look, this tends to go into uncharted waters often. I do think the questions this week are safe enough. Mm-hmm. But Dave's got a dirty brain.
He does.
And you just never know when
no,
he's going to come out.
I promise you, I'm very PG.
Mm-hmm. So do just have your hand gently hovering over the dial if there's any conversation you don't want to have with your kiddywinks today.
Absolutely.
They're on their way to school.
Let's kick this off.
All right, Dave. Question one on the girly quiz.
Oh.
Boho.
Nope.
A-line.
Nope.
And tulip.
Having a clue.
Are all types of what?
Boho, tulip, and what?
A-line.
Boho, tulip, A-line, boho. Are they, like, knockoff websites?
Are you thinking of
boho.com?
Like boho.com. Instead of ASOS, you got A-line.
Tulip instead of Topshop.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's actually quite good logic.
That's very good.
Yeah, really good logic.
Boho.com. Okay, so I don't think it's that. Boho, tulip. Boho, I have no idea. It sounds like Soho. Tulip is a flower. And A-line.
Yeah.
A-line. Lines. I'm trying to think, where would you have lines? Are they in your hands, maybe? Because, you know, you can tell, like, the... You know the way they say, like, oh, your
read
hands...
Read your palm.
You read your palm. Yeah.
Oh, we're getting into palm reading. Good morning.
Lines are also in the face, like, for creases. Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about wrinkles?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they could be... No, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to call Quiva in on the very first one.
Straight in.
You sure?
Straight in, yeah. All she right. said she kind of knows beauty. I think there's something to do with beauty. Quiva, good morning. Listen, I have 30 seconds on the clock. Can you tell me what boho, tulip and A-line are types of?
Oh, I think they're dresses.
Dresses?
Like styles. Like an A-line dress.
An A-line dress. Do you have one of them?
I think I have one for my dad's.
Okay.
Nice. Very nice.
And do you have a boho dress?
Yeah, that one I'm not sure about.
Okay, do you have a tulip dress?
No, but the A-line is really putting me towards dress.
Okay.
Because then we went dress shopping for my sister. I think that was style.
A-line, okay.
Boho dress would be, you make sense?
Perfect. A-line, A1, Quiva is what I'll say. A-line, tulip and boho are all types of dresses. Final answer.
What do we do?
Oh no.
Okay.
We'll have to give it to you.
We'll give that.
Is it like skirts or something?
I was looking for a skirt style, but Quiva did say a dress style. And yeah. A dress obviously has a skirt. So
and a
you
skirt
can't...
goes on the bottom of a dress. So yeah,
yeah,
I think,
like,
yeah,
100%.
That's fine.
Well done.
Allow it.
Quiva, by very the skin good. Of your teeth.
You've won yourself that €50 Just Eat voucher, Quiva. Well done.
Thanks so much.
Share it with your Deb state.
Thanks a million, Quiva.
See you, Quiva.
Bye.
All right, one for one. You Very have good. Your Simplify remaining, but you're on your own when it comes to a phone of FEMA. Dave, question number two. Which of these is not a real perfume brand? A. Daisy by Marc Jacobs. B. Ari by Ariana Grande. C. Sparkle by Selena Gomez. We're looking for the one that is not a real perfume brand.
Daisy by Marc Jacobs, I've seen. Ari sounds like something Ariana Grande would call her perfume. But I'm pretty sure, because my sister's obsessed with Ariana Grande, so I'm pretty sure she had one, something else like God is a Woman or something like that.
That was a song. Mm.
Selena Gomez releasing a perfume called Sparkle. I think she'd have enough people around her to tell her, find a better name. Because that is horrendous. I'm going to go all in. I'm pushing my chips forward. I'm going to say... Sorry, what was the question?
Brilliant. Which of these is not a real perfume
Not
brand?
Real. So you're looking for the fake one.
Yeah. Mm.
The fake one is Sparkle by Selena Gomez.
Is that your final answer, Dave? I need you to say it.
Final answer.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Very good. I liked your logic there.
Really good.
Well,
logic.
Well explained, well thought out.
I'm a little
bit insulted by my creativity there.
Sparkle.
Okay. We'll try not to take it to heart as we move on. I don't think Selena's PR team is going to be calling me anytime soon, but
yeah,
we move.
Harsh.
Two for two, and you still have your Simplify.
You,
I'm pretty sure you could just trade back that now. No one's stealing it.
Yeah, yeah. You're in decent name.
Okay, by like Emma Nolan.
Okay, thanks. Don't rub salt into the wound.
I'd buy it. All right. Final question on this week's girly quiz.
God, he's doing well. He's doing well.
Yeah, allegedly. Calvin Harris shared some photos after his wife, Vic Hope, gave birth to their baby.
Yes.
The photos showed Vic in a bath, which is where the baby was born.
Mm-hmm.
Give three reasons why someone might choose a water birth.
Oh, I always wondered this.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's good.
I was just thought, do you know honestly what I thought, why you'd pick a water birth?
Okay.
Better crack.
Splashing around.
Do you know what I mean?
Can you throw a slide in there?
Yeah.
Can I do it on a little
ducks.
Raft?
Yeah.
Feeling like you're a little seal in there.
Yeah.
Slapping around.
Give us a few cool noodles.
Okay. We're going to say, I would imagine that maybe... See, I don't think I can answer you definitively the three, so I'm just going to like spit out a load of reasons.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think that maybe the embryonic fluid would mix with the water and so it wouldn't be as much of a mess. You can catch all the bits that come out of you, like the little bits of poo.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That apparently do come out.
But do you want that just as a floater in the water?
Yeah, I think Calvin will be there with the net.
Right.
My God. Okay.
Then you have, I'm pretty sure you'd have it because, you know, that's how I learned to swim. I was thrown in. Do you know what I mean? I'm just told.
Yeah.
You know, go.
Right.
Cleaner. So I have cleaner. I have less mess is the same answer. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
The question is, we're asking why the woman might choose this. Why would she want this?
It's probably less painful. It's probably cleaner. And it's probably more...
Maybe think about the body and like what happens. And like what, you know, rather than cleaner.
Maybe it helps things widen a bit because of heat. Maybe it's a hot water bath.
Okay, we're going to have to push you for an answer.
Okay,
you have your Simplify.
I'm going to simplify it.
All right.
I'm going to simplify it.
We are in Simplify mode. We're now looking for one reason why some women might choose a water birth. One reason.
One reason.
I want one reason.
Just give me
lock in
reason.
One reason that you've named or something else.
The reason for a water birth would be cleanliness. So there's less of a mess.
More success.
More success, yes. And bang, and the dirt is gone.
Right.
Or pick up the poo. You know, that's also another option.
You made a mess of it.
No!
As if you'd hop into a bath because of cleanliness.
That's the reason.
I've just had a quick Google because it was not on our sheet of answers, and I just said, a water birth cleaner? A water birth is not inherently cleaner than a land birth. It strictly depends on hygiene protocols such as cleaning, the use of liners, and everything.
You'd
like
imagine
that.
It's probably dirtier in the sense that you're in within it.
Yeah, but I mean, less mess around the floor. Do you know what I mean?
I was going to give you, if we got to three, I was going to give you good crack because one of the reasons would be a positive birth experience.
Yeah.
Pain relief was in there, greater mobility to change positions in labour, shorter labour, and a sense of control. Stress.
Nasty. Nasty. Just like a water birth. Nasty. 1038 Dublin.
On it, on it, on it. Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it. Let's go.
Hi there, what's the crack?
Hey,
how are you?
Good morning, what's going on?
How are you doing?
Kind of weird experience this morning of waking up at 4:30.
Then
I was just awake then. Like I've been awake since 4:30. But like I was so cold. And I checked my phone, it was like 11 degrees. I was like, it's getting colder.
It is.
Now, I don't think it's wear the coat to work. But
no.
I think I am going to have to up the tug on the duvet, lads.
Really, Dave?
Oh, well, if you're up that tug, that's how it starts.
I got to up that tug. I have like a decent one, like a heavy blanket.
Yeah.
It's in the spare room. I think I'm going to have to do
that's
it.
That's coming out.
But the thing is, I'm going to have to go and buy some new bedclothes and things.
So, Emma, oh my God, can we come?
I thought I would bring it to you, Emma. What in God's name do I go and buy?
Oh my God.
So
I have two pairs of bedclothes and one of them doesn't fit my sheet.
No. Okay, Grant. Bryce, okay, quick question. Do you have a double or king bed?
I don't know.
Oh,
I think I have a double bed, but I have a king size mattress.
I'm happy for you. That's the best.
A double bed, but a king size mattress, so your teeth run over the edges.
Yeah, always.
Mattress or duvet?
I have a king size.
A double bed, king size duvet.
Double bed, king size duvet.
That's okay, the best. Good. Yeah.
Because we were thinking the mattress would be out.
In the shape of a T.
Yeah, okay.
Like a little roof on either side.
Yeah. That's the best way to live life.
Yeah, that's what I
So where am I going?
Right, am I calling them out? Okay, number one, Homestore More. Number two, TK Maxx. Number three, Next.
TK Maxx, really?
Next. Wait, can we go to HomeSense and Blanche? Because they have the full...
I'm not going to Blanche.
No, we can all go together. I'm really up for doing group activities.
Sorry, another one well worth a mention for bedclothes. And if you want to get like little cushions to match the vibe...
I don't.
But, the range.
You range. Love the range.
See, like, I recently moved over to my autumn winter bedclothes.
It was orange.
It is orange. Yeah. Yes, it's kind of dusty orange. And what I did was I got some cushions to match the vibe and a throw to match the vibe.
Bridget.
And basically what I've done is I've moved the summer cushions off the bed.
Okay.
They won't come back till probably springtime.
Yeah.
I love how excited I've made Emma.
Oh,
no, this is great.
Yeah, hook it to my veins. So, when are we going?
I'm open to any time now in the next couple of days.
What colour is your room and what colour is your wall?
Like a yellowy white type.
Right, same as me.
Yeah.
Great.
Magnolia.
A magnolia.
Do you have any posters or anything on your wall to work with?
No. Any yeah, I'm just Cheryl Cole there on the door.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
This is Spin, your number one hit music station. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
So yesterday before the show, Dave was dossing on his phone. And I was like, what are you doing there? And he said, I'm absolutely obsessed with Vinted. Okay, so Vinted obviously is like a secondhand website for buying and selling clothes. It's essentially like Depop. Maybe you're more familiar with Depop. And my fella Jack has been obsessed with Vinted since I met him. It's the only way he buys clothes.
Okay, sustainable kid.
I've never, ever, I think the only thing I've ever seen him buy in a shop is like socks and jocks.
It'll be the only thing the only way I shop now from now on.
Very good.
I think a lot of people are moving away and...
And you can haggle the price as well, which I really enjoy.
Yeah. Bring back bartering.
There's some lovely bits on it and it was huge in the UK before it was launched here and Jack was always trying to get me into it but my algorithm was a bit all over the place. I had an account but I didn't really use it, to be honest. Anyway,
my girlfriend got me into it first but there's not a thing left in her house. She's sold everything.
She's so good. She's on the ball.
She's selling cups. She's selling pots.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
There's homeware and all on it.
You get everything.
But I know, I feel like it's I'm so late to the party on this. So yesterday, Dave lit up my life with this, we were deep diving it and he was teaching me certain things to follow and, you know, how to get your algorithm straight. And he single-handedly has ruined my life since. Yeah. Because the first few hours were fun. Before 9 o'clock yesterday morning, I bought a jumper off some girl in Rathgar.
Of course.
Looking forward to that arriving. Yeah. Pausing. And Dave and I were both running to the loo around 9 o'clock and I was like, just bought my first jumper on Vinted. And he was like, right, go on. What's your offer? And I was like, nah, I didn't even offer. I went straight in. Just gave her the money. Really want the jumper. He was like, that's not how it works, Emmy. You have to haggle. I was like, look, I'm just excited.
I never haggle. Uh-oh.
Really?
Not.
Yeah, I haggled for a couple of things.
Us anxious queens. Yeah. So basically, Callum.
No, Fiona, she would offer more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my dad's joke. All right.
So, by the end of the day yesterday, I had favorited about 90 things.
Yes.
I had bought 3 items and I'm waiting on a girl to get back to me. She's in Kildare. If you're listening this morning, I won't say your name.
Have you heard from Kildare? You have a Vinted account. Get on it.
You have a lovely Levi's top I'm after and you haven't been active in 4 days. I've got €20 sitting here for you, honey. Just get back online send it my way. It's been sitting there for 3 months. Sell it to me. Anyway, by yesterday evening, I had come across what I would call a vintage shell jacket, okay?
Yes.
You know those, you'd get them in like 9 Crows and Temple Bar.
Yeah.
These kind of shell jackets. And I have one. So I said to myself, okay, Emma, you're losing your mind now. You're after buying 3 items already to stay on Vinted. Calm it down. And I said to myself, what I'll do is, because I have a vintage shell jacket that I bought for like a good few quid, like 80 quid during the pandemic from 9 Crows. I said, okay, deal it myself. If I buy this, I have to sell that.
Yeah.
Oh, right? Very good.
Circular fashion.
Yeah. Move it back around again, right? So that was fine. So I offered, I said, right, I need to start haggling as well. This girl, she's in France. She was selling £55. And I said, right, I'm going to go in at 45.
It's because it's a lot for vintage.
A lot for vintage.
45 quid you went in. I offered her 10 euro off is very good.
Yeah. She came back and declined.
Okay.
The more she declined, the more I wanted the bloody thing.
Of course. And so she knows that.
And she knows that, right? She's got loads of reviews, this girl. I'd say she's selling loads of stuff. Mm. Went back at 50. Mm. And I was waiting and waiting. Went to a boxing class last night. Came back in the door. I was like, where's my phone? It was charging at home. Nothing back from this one. It was only when I was in bed last night, I was like, I'm just going to buy it. I'm just going to buy it.
Yeah.
Beckett.
Yeah.
I want it so bad now because
yeah.
I can't have it.
Yeah.
I had no option to buy it. The bitch blocked me.
Oh, oh no!
You got blocked on Vintage.
I got blocked on Vintage. I was
shocking.
Jack, my boyfriend, was full on asleep snoring, and I was like, sorry, babe.
Wake up.
I was like, does this mean I'm blocked? Does that mean I'm blocked on Vintage? I was asking ChatGPT, does this mean I'm blocked? It was like, yeah, it looks like she's blocked you. And I'm like, why would she do that?
My God.
It's like she obviously doesn't have any time for hagglers.
Oh, my God.
So, you're going to have to try and find her on LinkedIn.
Oh,
or
I'm fuming with this girl. I was trying to find her on Instagram to be like, yeah. What is your problem? I'll give you the money. Just let me buy the bloody jacket. Anyway, so the king of my life this morning, David Hammond, has come in and saved the day. Mm. As I've been blocked by this woman in France. David Hammond this morning said, sure, I'll go and look her up.
I said to Emma, I was like, do you want me to haggle for like maybe a fiver off? She said, no, just buy the thing.
Buy the thing.
So I go and I click buy and then I have a look at the item and it looks massive. But, you know, each their own. Whatever Emma wants to wear is Emma's prerogative, right? Yeah. And so Emma sends me the money on Revolut. Off I go. I pay it.
Don't tell me she's declined.
She has cancelled the order.
Who is this shoe?
She has cancelled the order. She does not want to get rid of the jacket.
There is no vintage shell jacket. It's all a mirage.
No, I'm sorry. What is this girl's problem?
I'm
so sad. I thought it was sad.
If you know someone who's selling a Veste Légérie vintage Reebok jacket who's from France in Romanoville in France, then please get on to her and tell her, listen, I didn't even haggle. I gave her the full amount of money. She took it and now she's refunding me the money.
And let me tell you, don't review them with parfait.
No.
Don't.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, I'm sorry. I just spoiled my day.
I'm sorry.
It's not happening.
And I can't, you know what's even the worst thing? I can't even leave a review because I didn't buy the item.
She
clearly just doesn't want to sell to anyone outside France.
Right.
So
what confuses me is you're the one as the buyer who pays for the delivery. So all she's doing is going down to the post office.
We need to find someone who is listening to this show, right? We're massive in Paris, apparently.
Oh, yeah, we're huge in Paris.
If someone listening is in Paris,
No, Fiona's there now.
Oh, that's the French for Fiona.
They're a couple of months behind in France, you know the way.
The time difference.
Yeah. Anyone in Paris?
They're 5 months behind.
God, what a beach. What a beach that girl is.
I can't believe it. Hey.
Hello, how are you? All right, I feel like this is a question that gets asked a lot, like kind of in interviews and just kind of, you know, when people are run out of things to say and they want to make conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
Who would be the 7 people you would invite to a dinner party, to your dream dinner party, if we're at that stage in life where we're having dinner parties,
for example,
at that stage in life where we have dining room tables, doing very well for yourself.
Well, I suppose it's a way of saying like, look, if you could be in a room in an intimate kind of setting in terms of conversation starters,
yeah,
who are those people that you'd love to just
pick their brain just absorb their vibe. I'm bringing this because Julia Roberts has been in the news of the Twitter sphere recently for listing who she would have, and some of them are a bit weird and some of them are just real cop-outs. Like, I was a bit cross reading this list.
Okay.
First is her husband. Ugh. Which I just think, you see him every day.
If you need to talk to him at the dinner table, there's a problem. Like,
what
he's
more
in this
do you
setting.
Have to say to him? The only reason I would think I'd like my partner is because, like, you could turn to them and be like, you have an ally in your corner and you're like, isn't this Matt?
Yeah.
So, like, that is, I get it in that way. Next up, she said Jesus. What crack are you getting out of him? We know how his last meal went. Like, you don't need to bring it to another.
I don't think so, no.
I think that's a pretty interesting guess, to be honest.
Jesus?
Yeah.
He'd just be like, oh, I'm without sin. Okay, grand. Yeah. So I suppose you're not having anything to drink.
You can't play Never Have I Ever with him. Like.
No, because he's done nothing. Joni Mitchell, grand. Okay.
Maybe. Joni Mitchell and Jesus.
Yeah, so like not a barrel of laughs.
It's very much Joni Mitchell and Jesus walked into a pub.
Yeah, what's next? Virginia Woolf, the writer. Okay, a room of one's own, etc. Van Morrison, who's meant to be not very nice.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And her high school best friend, which I was like, oh, shut up. But then I was like, maybe she passed away.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. And Edward Enninful, who is a British editor and stylist, who was editor-in-chief of British Vogue. Grant, mm-hmm. fair play to you, whatever. Mm-hmm. Who would you invite? I was kind of thinking, like, who I could think of, like, three people I'd invite. I was thinking maybe, like, Cardi B, just, she seems absolutely gas. I'd always be worried, like, would they give their best at the dinner party? Or mm-hmm. would they be like, I'm here for, like, a, like, I'm just going to be on my phone.
No, just so you have to imagine the dream setting that they're on form.
They're on form and they'd be spinning yarns and stuff. Cardi B. Katie Price, even though I feel like I know everything I need to know about her because she's brought out 87 books so far. But I think, and then I think just because she's in my mind a lot at the moment and I love what she's doing, Siobhan McSweeney.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
Oh my God, imagine the crack at that dinner table.
That would be pretty good.
Casey, wouldn't it?
Leave room for Jesus.
Of course, well, Jesus will be there in all of our hearts.
I'm just thinking on the spot here. Okay, three people dinner. Obviously, Kendrick Lamar has to be at my dinner table.
Okay, yeah, you would, of course. Very good.
I'd put Drake there as well, just for the crack.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm thinking more like Brian Dobson.
Brian
Dobson. I'd like Brian Dobson, Kendrick
Lamar.
Right.
And I'd like one of the two Morbegs. As in one of the people who played them. And I think I just asked
from
them
from Morbeg land.
Yeah.
Need their help
to understand how to save the growing tree.
Yeah.
I'd like just to ask them, how does it feel to be such a major icon in my life?
In your life.
Because they all are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think they'd care? Do you think they'd be like...
I think the Morbegs might.
It's our fantasy world, so they do care. Who
okay,
would you
fair enough.
I went to Dublin Zoo and fed a hippo with a Morbeg.
What?
I did. I won a competition in play school. It was a big moment.
That's slay.
It was a huge day. Huge day when she told us this on every single radio station she's ever worked.
I did. It's a good story to have in the archive, guys.
I haven't heard about it.
I'm talking Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland.
Just all the Spider-Men. Just all, like, it all just pointed
all
at each
three
other.
Spider-Men. I want to recreate that meme.
The meme of and them all standing pointing at each
that's
other.
That's it. I'd just be like, do you want to recreate the meme? They'd be like, yeah, let's do
so
it.
So your question to them is, will you recreate this meme?
Yeah,
you don't even get
put
to
me
ask
in the middle.
Anything.
Think of a profile picture, how good that would
that's,
be.
That's pretty good. My question would be like, what do you guys think of me, really?
Yeah.
Be honest, am I annoying right
honest
now?
Opinion.
You'd get a lot of confidence from those three girls.
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so.
Here's Lewis Capaldi. This is called Survive. You're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Get ready. Spin 103. Golden.
Yep, dying to give away a holiday, and this morning we are dying to get you on holidays, Sonia, over thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Let's do this thing. Oh, there she is.
Who's
hello,
on?
Sonia, sorry.
I love it.
Come
I'd
on.
Absolutely love it.
Let's right. try and do this for you.
We believe in you, Sonia. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Sonia?
I have, yay. Yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs are going to play?
5.
That's it. Come guess on, the 5 Sonia. Songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. Yeah. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it's Sonia, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that
brilliant.
Once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, you just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Sonia?
It does, yeah.
Very good. Where are you from, by the way?
Clongriffin.
Sonia and Clongriffin. Are you ready to play?
Yep, all ready.
Right, we have the utmost faith in you. Song one with 25 seconds on the clock, playing 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Okay, Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Stop the clock in there, no mess.
Well done, Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso. Yeah. Done, well done.
I like the little okay in there.
Yeah, because she was saying,
okay.
I'm starting.
We're off.
Yes, Sonia. Yeah. 22.5 seconds left for 4 songs. Incredible
lovely.
Going.
Very good. Let's go for song 2 with a swap remaining. Playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
It's late
in
the evening. Lost on the side. I've been sad. Ed's there, say for you.
No, it's not say for you.
No,
what's he doing?
Thinking out loud.
No.
Perfect symphony.
No, swap it, Sonia.
Swap it.
If in doubt, read out all of Ed Sheeran's back catalogue.
Really good idea, actually.
Yeah, Callum.
I have to praise you, Sonia, for saying Perfect Symphony, which is a real kind of niche version of the perfect song that Ed Sheeran
is it,
did.
Yeah?
With your man...
I love him.
Who the opera singer.
Ah, very good.
Oh, was Pavarotti? It? Pavarotti.
Andrea
Bocelli.
Lovely.
All right, Sonia, if you swapped it out, it's all good. Don't worry.
No worries.
Thank you.
A new song to play playing for you now in a second, Sonia, okay?
I think you'll have this if you like your Ed Sheeran.
And we've reset that clock, sorry, back to 22.5 seconds.
A brand new song too, playing in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Every time you come around,
you know I can't say no. Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits.
Yeah! Stop the clock! Good woman, Sonia, in the bag. Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits.
Excellent, Sonia. Okay, you have... well done. You've got 17.5 seconds left for 3 songs. Very good.
You're doing well, Sonia. Okay. Let's go for song 3. Play in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. See you now. I need you. I'll meet you
somewhere now. You up now. See you. I get you. Who's that?
I can't believe this.
Oh, no.
I just can't.
Her first name is like a type of bird.
2, 1.
No.
No.
I knew it got blank.
Sonia,
are you familiar with the song? Does it sound familiar to you?
It does, yeah, 100%. And I know it, and I'm going to be kicking myself now. My mind has gone blank.
That's all right. Sonia. It's Rachel Lanae, and the song is called Love Me Not. But not to worry, Sonia, you're very correct. Thanks a mil for chatting to
you. Thank you, Sonia.
So
I hope you had fun.
Thanks so much. And have a good day.
You
thank
too,
you.
Sonia.
Take
care.
Bye. Bye. What a letdown.
I love Sonia. Sorry, Sonia. I hope you had fun and you know, try get back on.
Yeah. I feel like she was reassuring us through it.
I love her. Yeah.
You could literally hear this and go, shape you, perfect, eyes closed, the A-team, photograph, sing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you could open up all the songs and just go for it.
That's actually a really good idea, yeah.
But she did mention Perfect Symphony, which was the version with Andrea Bocelli and Bocelli. Callum's found it. I haven't heard it, I don't think.
Stop.
I have heard
that will not be song 2 tomorrow.
Would you have to? Well, if it's a collaboration, you only have to mention one artist.
Bocelli. Oh, wow. That's beautiful. It's really nice.
What did you go out on a golden ticket? Oh, Bocelli came up.
Can you imagine eventually?
It's like Sylvia Plath coming up on paper, too.
Oh, tomorrow, can the Ed Sheeran song be perfect?
Maybe.
That's a yes. Tomorrow's...
Looks perfect to me.
It looks pretty good to me, too.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome into the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. This is just something that's been plaguing me. I've made a rod for my own back, as my granddad would say. I'm in a hell of my own demise.
Go on.
Because I've obviously keep watching these videos to completion. These hack videos. Oh, hacks I wish I knew sooner as a mom. Hacks I wish I knew sooner as an air stewardess. And it's like, I watch it to the end and there is no hack. And they just do stupid stuff.
Okay.
Like put like, the first thing I do with my kids when we get on a cruise ship, and they put like a plaster on their stomach. And they never
explain
why.
Yeah,
that's like in case the kid goes missing.
No.
Yeah, but like what?
Why would it be in case the kid goes missing?
So basically, say for example, if there's a missing child, and if there was some kind of big issue around, like say if someone was out to get you. Only if they were holding you to ransom. Only a genuine call would know that there's a scar on,
the on
a certain part.
What?
Or whatever. Yeah, it was a book I was reading recently and there was a child with a scar in their leg. Like,
but they don't explain that in the video.
No, or what about all these things? First thing I do when I check into a hotel room, and it's the most
insane
thing that it's like, girl, stay home.
Yeah.
Stay home.
They're like online a lot. I thought Dave was bad, but you're very online.
The worst one, I've actually seen so many variations of this video and it is annoying me so much. Oh, another mom hack I wish I knew sooner. And it's someone washing a packet of Skittles and draining them out with a colander. And I swear I've seen 5 variations of this, because sometimes they're sour Skittles and sometimes they're regular. And they wash the Skittles till all the colouring is gone. And they're like...
Class.
Fixed it. Life hack. What?
If you're going to give the kid the Skittle, let them have the bloody Skittles.
Don't give them a wet wipe.